Welcome to Billy Talk Sports with Friends. No, Billy and Friends Talk Sports. There and this go, week, this week, we've got three friends at the table. Prue and I have even more friends. And we have a one-person audience, which is always good. So now, introduce yourselves.
What up? I'm Anthony.
Anthony's been on the show before.
What up? What up?
Hey, I'm Caleb. First time. Excited about it.
Caleb, what's your last name?
Caleb Sorelli.
That's good of you.
Hey, I'm Morgan Green.
Did I tell you you could talk, Morgan?
Billy, I'm sorry. I'm eager.
Please forgive us. It's our first time.
All right. I'm just glad we're all here today. Sorry we didn't get on the air in time. We had some technical difficulties.
I'm sure our fans were really upset.
I can tell our fans were really upset.
But hey, we got the Philly kid and the Pittsburgh kid. We're good.
We've got three Pittsburgh kids and one Philly kid.
True. Not a kid. I'm a man.
How old are you?
18.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 19. I'm a kid at heart.
I'm 19.
Me too.
I'm a man.
It was Morgan's birthday.
All right. Yeah. Let's hit today's top stories. Starting off, sources say Colin Kaepernick may be the starting quarterback for this week, but his contract was restructured.
Yeah, they gave him, a one-year deal and then the player option.
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment? All right.
I mean, Blaine Gabbert's probably one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Blaine Gabbert can throw a football, though, like 100 miles, not 100 miles an hour, but he throws it hard.
So he's can Kaepernick.
One of those baseball players. He throws harder than Kaepernick.
Yes,
Kaepernick
but throws their line is not the best, so no matter who they
and
put back
they don't
there.
Have any weapons.
Well, Kaepernick's quick. I mean, Gabbert was quick.
Gabbert was very athletic.
But, like, Gabbert never had, like, anything in Jacksonville, so I feel like...
All right. We're moving on. We don't have the kind of time to discuss playing Gabbert.
The fans wanted to hear.
You know what the fans want to hear? They want to hear our game picks like we give every week, and we only got 20 minutes to do these game picks with four people.
Let's ramble them off.
You got it.
All right. Starting off with the Thursday night game, Denver at San Diego. Who are you guys going?
First, I'd just like to give Morgan a happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And 19 yesterday.
What were the teams? It was Denver and Atlanta,
San
right?
Diego. San Diego.
Oh. Denver.
I'm going to have to go with an upset. I think Phillip Rivers is actually going to close out a game for once, so I'm going San Diego.
San Diego is good against Denver, but I'm going to go Denver.
I'm going to go Denver, too.
All right. Well, moving on to that next game. San Fran at Buffalo.
I just don't think Kaepernick has another win in his NFL career, so I'm going to go Buffalo.
I think Buffalo, also the quarterback and running back dual threat, is deadly with T-Mobile and LeSean McCoy.
I am going to go Buffalo because they've strung three wins in a row, and I don't think they're stopping this week.
Buffalo. Buffalo for sure.
Buffalo all across the board. All right, moving on to Philadelphia Eagles at Washington Redskins. Start us off, Morgan.
Eagles. I'll take the Eagles on.
Caleb.
Kirk Cousins. You like that.
You're crazy.
You like that.
I'm going to go Washington myself,
too. You're just
you
an
like
Eagle
that.
Hater. You pick against the Eagles every week. I just don't see.
I mean,
I just don't see
Eagles
in this world the Eagles losing a game to the Washington Redskins. I
you
just
like
don't
that?
See it. I don't
How
see
about
it.
Last year when Washington won the division?
And yeah. You like that?
And the Eagles did not have Carson Wentz last year. We had Sam Bradford.
Well,
he's performing
Cousins.
Exceptionally
right now,
well.
Five right and now, Bradford I would pick on my football well. Team Kirk Cousins over Carson Wentz.
You are crazy.
I disagree.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Carson I'm saying
Wentz
right
is the
now,
upcoming
not
of
that the future. Not
is
the future.
Ridiculous.
For this week, I'm taking Kirk Cousins over
that
Carson
is
Wentz.
Absolutely ridiculous. I think
100%
if you throw,
disagree.
I think if you throw Wentz with Kirk Cousins' weapons, I think you're
going
to see Jordan
Reed.
Better Carson Wentz. Sean, Pierre Garcon.
Well, we
Jay
know
Crow,
what.
Jameson
all that matters is Washington's going to win.
His name is.
Moving on. Cleveland at Tennessee. Nice dog game.
Tennessee, man. DeMarco Murray's looking like DeMarco Murray 2 years ago.
I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going to have to say Cleveland. They're bound to get that first win sometime, so
yeah.
Why not this week?
They're not going to get
with whatever quarterback they're throwing.
They might not. I don't know for
That's
sure.
That's so complicated.
Terrell Pryor.
I'm going to have to go Tennessee.
I'm sticking with the Browns.
All right, next, Baltimore at New York. Giants.
Ravens.
I think Odell's going to have a big game. He's going to put his big boy pants on and stop crying, and he's going to show up. I'm going to the Giants.
He doesn't have big boy pants.
For the first time ever, I think the Ravens are probably going to win.
I can't. This is actually a really tough game. It's a big game for both teams, but I think it's a bigger game for the Giants, and I think they're going to end up winning.
Do you have a score?
24-17 Giants.
I can respect the close game.
Yeah, it will be close.
It'll be a final. Whoever
Baltimore
wins
plays all close games.
Final possession.
Odell will have two touchdowns.
All right. Plus. Carolina at New Orleans. 1-4 Carolina.
Take the over for on if you're going to gamble on this game. Take
well,
the over.
Wait. So, no Newton, right?
As far
still
as I know.
Concussion.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
New Orleans,
as
for me.
As bad as New Orleans' defense is, it's going to be a high-scoring
Derek
game.
Derek Anderson isn't going to be able to throw on.
But Drew Brees is too elite
well
of a quarterback to lose to Carolina.
Yeah. New Orleans
pick apart
wins
that
game.
Defense.
New Orleans. All right, moving on. Jacksonville at Chicago.
Jacksonville.
I'm going Chicago. They're replacing for Langford. Put up some big numbers last week.
Jordan
and
Howard.
I feel like he could play well again.
I'm going Jacksonville. Too much defensive talent for that Chicago offense to get through.
Jacksonville.
All right. Moving on. Los Angeles at Detroit.
Detroit played exceptionally well last weekend.
I think they're going to get another win.
I'm going L.A.
I'm going Detroit because I think knocking off the undefeated, well, formerly undefeated Eagles is going to give them some momentum and carry it into a struggling L.A. offense.
I definitely think L.A. It's about time their defense bounced back, you think?
Maybe.
Because they haven't been too good recently.
Keenum is...
Stafford's...
Absolutely.
Aaron Donald's frustrated.
Chase Keenum is absolutely terrible, and that really hurts Todd Gurley's run game.
Jerry Goff, man.
If you have no passing threat, your run game's just going to get shut down. And you've seen that from Todd Gurley this year.
Yeah.
Well, our next game is particularly one that's close to my heart. Cincinnati at New England.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a miserable day for Cincinnati's defense. I think Brady throws four more touchdown passes.
I'm not going to pick against my team.
New England wins.
I pick with my heart. I pick with my heart. I think maybe they realize it's a big game. I mean, even if they go to 2-4, I do not think they miss the playoffs because their schedule the rest of the year is pretty – they don't have any of those really tough teams left other than, like, Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I'm going to go – Cincinnati is going to get lucky, and we're going to beat the best quarterback of all time with one of the best tight ends of all time.
You're talking about
Gronk or Bennett?
Martellus Gronk. Bennett. We're talking about Bennett.
I'm going New England, and I feel bad for Cincinnati fans.
Yeah.
They're not ready for it.
No. I say New England, too. I think it'll be close to, like, 17-14.
I do not think it'll be close.
I don't think it'll be low scoring.
I think it'll be... completely one-sided, and that side
Cincinnati's
being New England.
Not this year.
See, the only thing is, with Cincinnati...
They're going to have to figure something out, and I think Burfict being there and everything, I think that's going to fire them up. I mean, Burfict came back against Miami. He's been suspended once.
Cincinnati has no offense besides Dalton and Green. They need some help.
We have some running.
I think
Hill and Bernard have been running the ball.
If they could run the ball, then there's a chance.
It's tough to run against. It was tough to run against Dallas.
Is Eifert coming back this week?
It's supposedly yes, but I don't think he'll play as much. I think he'll be limited.
All right.
If he is back, though, that brings a whole another fat. I said faucet.
You sing faucet.
Facet to the offense, and I think I'll be a big guy coming back.
I agree.
Pittsburgh at Miami.
100% Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, for sure.
I think that's unanimous there.
All right, moving on to the 4 o'clock games. Kansas City at Oakland. The young studs in Oakland.
Very interesting game. Derek Carr is playing.
very well this season. I think they're going to continue. I think Oakland's going to win. Michael Crabtree does nothing but catch touchdowns.
Is Latavius Murray back?
I don't think so. I think Kansas City is very overrated always.
Ooh, except Marcus Peters.
I like Kansas City this week. Justin Houston came back off of injury.
Eric Berry.
Eric Berry, too. That's a good defense.
I'm going Oakland also. Derek Carr is one of the best young quarterbacks in the league right now, and he has talent in Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree and Latavius Murray if he's not hurt, but the running back that replaced him last week played exceptionally well. So Oakland.
That Oakland defense is...
Khalil Mack.
Very good. Well, Khalil Mack, in my opinion, is one of the best linebackers in the league.
He is phenomenal.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next game. Atlanta at Seattle.
I benched Julio Jones this week on fantasy.
Good choice.
That is
because
never
he gets,
a good choice.
He gets shut down by good defenses. He will get shut down. Especially if he's on Richard Sherman's side of the ball. I think Seattle wins.
With Matty Ice throwing four touchdowns.
Atlanta always disappoints me. And they always, I always feel like maybe this is the year. Maybe they realize they have everything except for like an above average defense. But I'm going to go Atlanta anyways. I'm going to give them another shot. I don't think Seattle's as good as they've been in the past. They're lacking a run game.
They need
completely. And it's so hard to pick them because of how good Seattle's defense is. But I'm still going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta's played very well this year, but I don't think they have enough.
Moving on. Dallas at Green Bay.
Bay wins in a blowout.
Dallas.
The running game is way too deadly with the former Ohio State running back Ezekiel Elliott.
I hope Clay Matthews and Zeke run into each other at the middle of the field. That's what I'm hoping.
Clay Matthews getting run
over. You know who's going to win.
I definitely see
Clay
Matthews Green Bay winning, but it'll be like a game of offense because both of those defenses aren't too impressive.
Okay, I'm going to take us to the next game. I was checking my phone. Sorry, everyone. Indiana at Houston.
Indianapolis.
Oh, boy.
Division rivalry.
I feel like, you know who I feel like, Anthony.
Indianapolis is, in my opinion, awful. they really are awful. But Houston
Let's
is
take a
awful.
Look at Houston. Brock Osweiler is terrible, and he's not using DeAndre.
I got my faith in Lamar Miller, man. I'm going Houston.
I sat Lamar Miller in fantasy this week, too.
Yeah, no wonder you didn't win your league last year.
No, but I am coming off of
what's your record?
Years in a row. 4-1 and 3-2.
All right, I'm 3-2.
I am 2-3. I lost to Morgan on a last-second touchdown 2 weeks ago to Travis Kelce.
Dude, you sound like SpongeBob when he chokes on the
Houston wins. Houston wins.
I disagree.
Monday Night Football on ESPN. Who do you guys go? New York Jets at the Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals
all the way. The
Jets.
Honey Badger.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's all I have to say.
No Eric Decker.
Wait till Geno Smith comes into the game.
Wait, okay. Carson Palmer, is he coming back this week?
It doesn't matter.
Fantasy owners.
I still think Drew Stanton's good. Don't get
Eric
me wrong.
Eric Decker being.
David Johnson.
He's
really
on the IR now. I dropped
Pick
him today.
Pick up. What's the guy's name?
Anukawua.
Yes. He's going to get some points.
Well.
Was that English?
We're done with our picks already, friends. So let's move on and review this week's power rankings.
Yeah, they really dropped the Eagles really far after just one loss.
The Eagles are going to go 7-9.
They lost by one.
They are
going
to go 7-9. To the Lions!
We beat the Steelers. We murdered the Steelers.
Yes, and look what the Steelers did.
What have you done for me recently?
We lost. One game
to the Lions.
To the Lions. And in our defense, Stafford and Theo Riddick had a really good game, and we did not play well in the first half.
Who thinks the Minnesota Vikings are for real?
Their defense is for real. Their offense leaves question.
No, I don't think it does.
Well, wait, they did get Cordero Patterson back, right? So that's a huge piece.
Mike Zimmer, he was the Bengals defensive coordinator before. It was him, and then Jay Gruden was the offensive coordinator. I mean, two great coaches right now.
And what did the Bengals do?
Nothing.
But I don't think they're going to be – I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I think they're a playoff team.
They are a playoff team. I do not see them making it to the Super Bowl unless – they develop a much stronger offense. Their defense is not going to continue.
Maybe with Adrian Peterson.
Now, do we remember what they did last year in the playoffs? They came very close.
To beating Green Bay, was it? Not Green Bay. Seattle.
They came very close.
Blair Walsh.
They've gotten better.
I think they've gotten better, but I do not feel that their offense is going to put up the points.
I don't think the NFC is that good, and I think Minnesota is a legit team. I don't think they can beat either New England or Denver.
Is that what you guys are wearing for the flag football game? We're all on a flag football team, by the way, for our viewers.
Yes, we are.
Who do you think is going to win this matchup this week?
Well, last week we lost 59-6.
I had our lone touchdown.
I had a touchdown pass.
It was a learning experience.
You dumped it, man.
Dumped it about 5 yards.
It was not 5 yards.
It was like when Ray Rice.
Okay, I think it was at least like 15.
Caleb, let's see you throw a touchdown.
Put me at quarterback.
All right. You made the playbook for us.
I'm sticking with Morgan running quarterback and you being in as a second option. And
so
then we have Anthony come in.
So who's better? Who do you guys, in your opinion, do you think Dak is better than Carson?
No. How about
really good years.
Well, okay. I was going to say, is Dak better than Tony Romo? Because you saw that Jerry Jones said that Tony Romo's his guy. So that's questionable.
Tony Romo is god awful.
I don't know.
He does not stay.
I haven't seen enough. I haven't seen enough of either of them.
All I have to say is glass bones.
Tony Romo.
Paper skin. That is what Tony Romo is.
Tony Romo, as I have witnessed too many times, is a great quarterback, and his team loses when he's not there. But now Dak's in there, they're winning a few games. But I think they're a better team with Romo in there.
I believe that Carson Wentz is better than Dak Prescott, but there is no reason that Dak should lose his starting position when Romo comes back.
I believe that Carson Wentz will be a better quarterback than Dak. I feel like Dak's just really getting helped out by the running game. That
Ezekiel,
that it really isn't line. Up, and they don't have
okay,
that in Philly.
But you can't say that the line makes.
And we don't have Dez Bryant either.
The line does not make Ezekiel Elliott great. Just like they try to say the line made DeMarco Murray great.
Actually,
look what Jeremy Randall did.
Actually, I strongly disagree with that.
Look at the running back last year.
Look at Ohio State's offensive line in Elliott's junior year. And then look at his senior year and look at his numbers. Look at how dramatic his numbers changed when he did not have
a great
offensive line.
I'm not
going to
disagree that a line is going to help a running back tremendously.
No, I don't think.
DeMarco Murray was terrible in Philly.
He was terrible.
I mean, he's like, doing okay
again,
now in Tennessee.
But everyone was under Chip Kelly.
Are you saying you want to look at Dallas's running backs last year because it was Darren McFadden and the guy who stole the underwear?
Darren McFadden.
Neither of them are
really good year.
Like, they're washed. Both of them are washed up.
Yes, but if the line is that great, they're going to open holes.
Ezekiel Elliott is a starting running back.
Starting running
good
back.
Good running back.
He's not a superstar.
He's not a superstar yet.
Not yet.
He's not a superstar anywhere but Dallas.
Right.
And maybe right there's now. Some other offensive lines where he could be a superstar, but he wouldn't be a superstar in Philly.
If Wentz plays the way he plays and Zeke plays the way he plays, Zeke wins Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. I can see that.
Unless Carson Wentz is fantastic. 15-1. But Ezekiel
Elliott
wins Rookie of the Year right now. He's on pace to break records and lots of them. And not just break, shatter them.
Oh.
Dang. Yeah.
Dang. Shatter.
He's not going to get the rushing record in a
season. We're out of time. It was a good show. I had a lot
of fun. Thank you for having us on the show, Billy.
We have to get to our flag football game now.
Thanks, Billy.
Wish us luck. We'll kind of need it.
We really need it.
I mean, if we get a win this week, I would say that's a season accomplished. So, see you next week.
We're signing off.
Goodbye. Peace.